Hey everyone, and welcome to Tara Tea. I'm your host Tara, and today we are doing a quick little bonus episode all about the recent Scream 6 rumors. It has been absolutely wild following all of this, and I could not resist having a mini episode about it. So kick back, relax, and let's check it out. First things first. On May 10th, we learned that our core four of Tara, Sam, Mindy, and Chad are all returning. Radio Silence is currently writing the script, and on May 11th, we learned that Kirby is back. The Easter eggs were right, Kirby of course did survive. And on June 3rd, we got a new cast member, and that is Dermot Mulroney, who I loved in my best friend's wedding. But poor Dermot gets completely overshadowed because on June 3rd through 5th, there's a horror convention called Monsterpalooza in Pasadena, California. And rumors start flying at this convention that Neve Campbell has been telling people that she wasn't going to be in Scream 6. Of course, there's no footage of her saying this, so it's not like it was during an interview. Everyone is saying that she was saying it to fans asking her, you know, are you excited to be in the new movie? Have you started filming yet? And stuff like that. So, my thoughts on the rumor are this. Scream 5, or 5 Creep if you're in the know, ended Sydney's story beautifully. I don't need Sydney in the rest of these films. Would I like to see her? Sure, but it's not a requirement anymore. At this point, Sydney Prescott has got to feel like the unluckiest person on the planet. Her mom's raped as a young woman trying to make it in Hollywood. This leads to intimacy issues where she cheats on her husband frequently. One of these men that she cheats with has a psycho wife and son who happens to be Sydney's boyfriend, who each go on different murder sprees targeting Sydney. Oh, and let's not forget that Sydney's half-brother that was a product of that rape is also a psycho killer, and her mom's niece, also a psycho killer, and they both have separate murder sprees trying to kill her and her friends 4 times over the course of 15 years. 5 Cream wrapped her story up saying that she's grown even more from 4, where she's no longer a part of the Stab franchise, and she's wrote a self-help autobiographical book, meaning that she's making money for herself and not letting everyone make money off of her. Not to mention, she's married to Mark, and they have 2 daughters. We love Sydney. We want Sydney to be happy, so let her. She had finally had her big heroic moment of passing the torch to the next sad sack who's going to be attacked by loved ones. So why do we need her here? And then another part of me is like, is she just like over this and they want her to do a small cameo? So she's like, fine, you want me to be in this damn thing? Pay me more. If so, good for her. Get your coin, girl. But also, you can't be pissed if you all of a sudden want this huge payday and the studio says, no, we're not going to pay you this huge amount of money for a 10-second cameo. And also, the fact that she was saying all of this at the convention kind of seems like she's trying to drum up fan outrage, which would suck to have everyone baited for a quick moment. So then cut to Monday the 6th of June, and Neve Campbell officially releases a statement to Deadline saying, sadly, I won't be making the next Scream film. As a woman, I've had to work extremely hard in my career to establish my value, especially when it comes to Scream. I felt that the offer presented to me did not equate to the value I have brought to the franchise. It has been a very difficult decision to move on. To all of my Scream fans, I love you. You've always been so incredibly supportive to me. I'm forever grateful to you and what this franchise has given me over the past 25 years. So as of Monday, my feelings are the same. It is clear that it was about her being paid her worth. And again, good for her. Women always get paid more than, or women always get paid less than men. And women carry horror. My question is, was it a full movie she was doing or a cameo? And that question gets answered by Jamie Kennedy. On Tuesday the 7th, he makes a video for his YouTube channel where he talks about the situation. He says that he had heard they were negotiating and things happened that aren't his place to say. He said this is a clear example of how twisted the system is. He's at the convention with her, as were Skeet Ulrich and Matthew Lillard. The 4 of them tend to go around conventions together a lot. He said that he heard it break right then and there, and he talks about how people were all saying that it wouldn't break at a convention. And he jokes about even the lady making chips and queso knew the news, because they talk about it openly there, so of course it would break at a convention, because they're not hiding it. They're all talking about it. He also mentions that she had a sizable part in Scream 6, meaning that they wrote it expecting her to star in it, not have a cameo. He says, don't quote him, but damn it, Jamie Kennedy, this is great info and I have to quote you. Then he goes on to say that someone within the studio or distributing seems to be playing a little tight with the money, not the creative team, which I think is an important comment. People were shooting all over Radio Silence and it's not their fault. He talks about how it's someone who wasn't involved with Scream originally and they don't understand what Neve Campbell means to the fans. The one thing that he says is that it's not Scream without Sydney, and I do disagree there. It is not Scream without Ghostface. You can have different final girls. Hell, most slashers do. She is the exception to the rule, where usually you have a different final girl for every movie. She's the only one that's been in all of them. Now, in Scream 5, I wouldn't say she's the final girl. That's Sam and Tara and Mindy. Chad's like our final guy. They are our final. It's now a quad instead of a trio, but to me, this wasn't Sydney's story, which is part of why I'm okay if she's not in it. Matthew Lillard also made a statement during Twitter Spaces saying, did Tom Cruise take less money for Maverick? Fuck no. Why is a woman supposed to take less? Why wouldn't you pay her more as the series goes on? He later followed up with a tweet saying, the fact that Neve Campbell isn't getting paid her worth is straight up sexism. I think it's horrible. There, I said it. David Arquette made a statement on Instagram saying that he supports Neve Campbell and thinks it's a huge mistake not to have her in the new movie. He also said that he would love for her to be a part of it. A Scream movie without Sydney is kind of unfortunate, but he understands her decision. It's all a business in a way, and they have to balance all the elements to fit a budget and produce a film. He says that she's still alive and she can absolutely be in future ones, but he thinks it's up to the fans to call that in for the future. Jasmine Savoy Brown says that she absolutely respects her for her decision and thinks that it's hard to be a woman in this industry, in any industry at all. If any person, but especially women, feel that they deserve more, whether it's financial situations, a relationship, or whatever, she can walk away, and she says that she supports her for it. Even Emma Roberts, who has a few new Scream feels, which we'll get into in a sec, made a comment saying, someone just sent me this last night, and I was like, this can't be real news, this has to be fake. I mean, she's queen, that's all I have to say. So for a while there's not any more comments. Jenna Ortega is teasing that Ghostface gets a lot more intimidating, saying that she had read part of the script and it just gets more and more gory. She's saying that she thinks this is probably the most aggressive and violent Ghostface version that they've seen. Then on June 12th, we find out that Scream 6 will be taking place in New York City. The next week, Emma Roberts is speaking with Dread Central, and they ask her which horror franchise she would like to join. And she says, I don't know, maybe I'd go back to Scream. I feel like I wasn't done with Scream. Later on that week, four more people are added to the cast. Jack Champion, Liana Liberto, Devin Nakota, and Josh Segarra. On June 23rd, Henry Zarni was added to the cast. Melissa Barrera shared a photo of her bloody hand on Instagram saying it has begun. Then suddenly the last weekend in June, we start hearing rumblings that Neve Campbell has struck a deal and will now be joining Scream 6. The Scream community on Instagram says that she is returning and will also be in Scream 7. But then, of course, just as soon as we get the news that she's going to be returning, we have people saying, no, she's not returning. I've heard from my sources, she's not returning. Then suddenly, on June 29th, ViewerAnon, who is known for their leaks, says, yes, I've heard Neve Campbell will actually appear in Scream 6, but the bigger news is that the deal apparently calls for a much bigger role in Scream 7. So, as of recording, I have nothing else for you. There have been no official announcements, so we are now just playing the waiting game. The thing that I don't understand is she gonna have like a small role and then it's gonna be a huge role for her in 7? Like, if you want her to be a part of this and she wants more money, why not see if she wants to EP and have producing credits and give her a different piece of the pie versus just paying her for her role? Like, there's so many things they could do, like they have done with Jamie Lee Curtis, for example. And I will say, Neve Campbell at this point has done now 5. Jamie Lee Curtis did Halloween, Halloween 2, Halloween H2O, Halloween Resurrection, before she signed on for Halloween 2018 Kills and Ends. So Neve Campbell has one more on her, And hers are all consecutive and in the same, like they didn't erase shit. So I don't understand why they can't go in and work a deal with her unless they don't want her involved in any other capacity other than just to make money off her name, which kind of sucks. I will keep you guys posted if I find out any more Scream news. And in true Scream fashion, it would not be a Scream episode if I didn't have to do a last minute update. Literally the day I'm publishing this, turns out last night Neve Campbell said during the Q&A, and there's a recorded video of it and everything, of her saying that the rumors are not true, that she does not have a secret contract for Scream 6. So I guess we'll see when this movie comes out.
But until then, you can find me all over social media. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Terror T Pod. We're also on Facebook in the Terror T group. You can catch horror news, among other things, over there. Come join us. If you dig what you're hearing, please subscribe to the podcast. And if you really like it, leave us a 5-star review. Again, I'm your host, Tara, and this has been Terror T.